Hello and welcome back to another episode of Straight to the Point. Now, it's been a while since I've been back on this show, and I thought, you know what? Because of everything that's been going on, this was must have been back in January, maybe even before then. I had so much going on inside Grammication. For those of you watching the video, you might be able to see the new branded t-shirts that we've got. But we had so much going on that we just decided that it was just time to take a little bit of a break, really, and focus in on some of the stuff that was going to really, really make a difference. And I'm really, really pleased because over this time, we've grown significantly. And I've had a number of different conversations today being 12th of March, all around kind of like scaling businesses and what we've been focusing on and kind of how we've been able to take our business from startup back in 2019 through to a business which is doing all right. Right about now. We're growing slowly, steadily. Definitely learned my mistakes on that one. But in this podcast, in this video, depending on where you're consuming it, I wanted to go into one of the key things. Now, it's not the key thing, but it's one of the key things between success in business and failure. And I've definitely got the experience in both angles. And it's come from a number of different trainings that I've run recently. And when I really break it down, when I really look into this and evaluate kind of what's been the difference between the people that have done well compared to the people that haven't done so well, it's actually come down to one key thing that stands out to me. And I could actually tell you now, when I go in and train people, whether it's on my academy or if I'm speaking on a stage, or if I'm on a one-to-one consultation or working on one of my agency clients, I can tell you pretty quickly whether that business is going to succeed or if it's going to fail, because there tends to be two different mindsets when it comes to business and entrepreneurship. And one that I think I embody and it works really, really well. It's been one of the key fundamental reasons we've been able to grow so quickly. And then there's the other, which is what I used to have when I first started, the naive business owner that had no idea what business was about. And the difference comes down to having clarity for once. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that in this episode, but also being obsessed. And that's a key word there. And it's quite extravagant. It's quite over the top, but I actually really mean it. Like being completely obsessed with wanting to help your ideal client, whoever that is, actually achieve a result. Now, the opposite and the contrast to that is where I was when I first started in business. And it was the person that actually didn't really care too much about their clients, but more focused in on how can I generate as much money as possible? How can I generate as many leads as possible? And how can I scale my business in the quickest time frame without really caring about what my ideal clients thought? And once they transacted with me, I kind of didn't care. It was such a bad way of doing business. Now, don't get me wrong. We did a lot of revenue very, very quickly, but it wasn't sustainable revenue. Our customers left us as quickly as they joined us. And when I'm looking in rooms now, when I'm training people, one of the things that I'm really trying to focus in on is the people that are in there that have got a message. They know what they're all about. They know how they can help people, but they're also out there to do good and not to do evil. I always do like the Dr. Evil impression at this point, right? We've got such huge opportunities here to build businesses. We're in the best era ever. We're no longer in the industrial era. We're in the connection era, the era where there's more opportunity to scale businesses than ever before. And my story, really, when I look back and break down what's like being the DNA and the makeup of how I've got to where I've got to, it's all been down to the moment at which I changed from forgetting about generating revenue and actually having a focus of providing as much value as possible, right? I'm going to start probably live streaming these out, whether I'm going to do that on YouTube or Facebook, I don't really know yet, but I'm definitely going to start doing something which enhances this message further. Now, I'm recording this on video, so I think I might put this out as a video inside one of our free resources. But when you understand, I'm going to take you through some key questions that I asked myself, which really, really helped. So if you're driving and listening to this now, then probably best to probably pause it and come back to it to do this exercise. But when I was growing my first brand, which was the serviced accommodation and the Airbnb brand, I built a profile which was known for giving huge amounts of value. I gave loads of advice. I took very much the Gary Vaynerchuk approach to thing of give everything away for free, showcase how good you are at what you do, showcase your credibility and the results that you can deliver for people that you're working with and people that are just following you. And suddenly, shock horror, your audience actually buy into your message. If I fast forward through that point, the point at which my social profile started to take a dip was the point at which I started not giving as much value. And that's a big problem. Like, that's a big problem that I see. People that grow businesses get complacent, forget how they've got to where they've got to, and then slowly fall down. So if you're in a position right now and you're struggling to grow, you find yourself at a point where you've not really got any traction, you've got no engagement, you've got no audience in front of you to be able to talk to, then start to really draw down what it is that you specialize in, what it is that you know, whether you're a product business or a service-based business, both of them work. Bricks and mortar, they all work the same. And with your online positioning, start to detail out what it is that you can talk about that your audience actually care about. Now, that's easy to say and harder to do, but the more detail that you can go into, you don't have to teach people how to do everything, but just giving out information which showcases that you actually know what you're doing is going to stand you out from all of the other dross and noise that you see online. Really simple concepts here, but stuff is really going to make a difference when you start to practically implement it. And if you scroll back through my profiles, go to christaylor.ig, check in Facebook, wherever it is that you follow me, I go back to all my old content. The best performing content was the stuff where I was providing insane amounts of value for nothing. What then happened was, is when you have an audience, you can then put an opportunity for that people to then buy from you, put an offer in front of them to then be able to make a decision. And if they've got the problem that you can help them solve, then they'll be the person that comes to you for the business when that opportunity arises. We're playing such a small game on the internet right now. And we need to start playing a longer game, thinking about brand rather than thinking about money. The moment you do that, the moment you become obsessed with just helping your ideal client and your audience out, that's the point that everything starts to click. Now, there's certain questions that I ask myself, and you know with this podcast, I like to keep things short, snappy, to the point for you. There's three key questions that I ask myself, which stand me out and stand me above the rest of the people, because I know these so deeply that whenever I'm creating, I'm creating it as if I'm talking to you right now. You normally, when I take a look at my average demographic, wouldn't be listening to this unless you're interested in what Gramication does and what Chris Taylor does, quite frankly. I'm that specific with what I talk about. So the first question that you need to ask yourself is, who actually it is that you're trying to attract towards you? So who is your dream customer? Who is it? What do they look like? What size is their business? Are they a startup, a scale-up, a multi six-figure, seven-figure, eight-figure, nine-figure organization? What attributes, experience do they have? Where are they located? Like, draw this avatar out, both male and female, and start thinking in detail about who it is that you're trying to attract. If you don't know who they are, then you're not going to be able to attract them, because guess what? We're not creating these people from thin air. We're detailing these people out because they exist in this world already. We've just got to know where they're hanging out and where they're spending their time. And the more detail we can go into who these people are, the easier it becomes to find them. The second key question is, once you know who they are, what is it that they actually want? Like, in your industry, in your niche, in whatever it is that you specialize in, what actually is it that your audience want to hear from you? What do they want to learn from you? What do they want to be educated on? What do they want to be entertained on? Like, how can you stand out from the crowd by giving them more than they can receive anywhere else? You need to back everything up with evidence. But if you can detail out and provide what it is that they exactly want and do that over and over and over and over again, suddenly people will find you. You will start to be recommended. I know it because I've done it with me and also so many different people that we've worked with. You need to become obsessed with finding these people, obsessed with wanting to help them. And the way that you can help them is by finding out what it is that they bloody want in the first place. Question number two. And question number three is the one that I don't think we spend enough time detailing out. And that is, why on earth should they listen to you about it? So you've identified who they are, you know exactly is what they want, but why should they listen to you? Have all the different people out there that are probably talking about your industry and niche right now, why should they listen to you? And if you're not completely sold on that, you need to go away, research, learn, test, put into action, and start to generate that self-belief that you can actually solve someone's problem, provide the value, and move it forward from there. So, so important. Like, if you're not certain on what you do, when you're having the conversations with these people, when you're creating content, that message is going to come across as well. So when you can really nail down the problem that it is that you solve, the solution to that problem in general, and then a product and service that lines all that up, and you can consistently talk about those frames, those specific areas in detail, which makes you stand out above the rest, that's when you'll start to gain traction, build an audience, and your business will grow organically without you having to spend all this time worrying about where your next lead is going to come from. So to go back to the original question, what is the difference between success and failure in business? Now, there's so many different variables to this and so many different answers that I can give. But for the person that probably needs to hear this right now, the startup business, the business that started but is struggling to scale, I would say it's not having the clarity and not knowing who it is your ideal client is, not knowing what it is they want and not knowing why they should listen to you. And the biggest failure really is not being obsessed with trying to help them. So get clear. Understand what your message is. Get crystal, crystal clear. And then from then, if you can consistently get out there and showcase the value that you can give to your ideal clients, they will reach out to you. Success for me comes quickest when you're obsessed with providing value. Never forget that.